Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Miller, and I just cannot stop thinking about the assassination attempt on President Trump. It certainly was a sad day in our country's history, and it's been weighing on me ever since it happened this past weekend. And everywhere I go, people are asking me about it, and at this point, I don't know anything more than what I've seen on social media or in the news, but I do know that something has to change in our country, and that's why I'm recording this special edition podcast. The hate and the pure disrespect needs to stop. The anti-American mentality needs to change. We as Americans have the opportunity to use this tragic and this somber moment to unite as a country for the good of the country. We have the opportunity to turn this tragedy into a movement to unite America. Instead of working against each other, we need to work together to find common ground on the very issues that affect the people of our great nation. I've had the honor of serving in the Minnesota Senate for 14 years now. During this time, I've been called a lot of different things. I've been called too conservative by some on the far left. I've been called too liberal by some on the far right. I've been called a fixer by colleagues. I've been called the people's senator by staff and a problem solver by the constituents I have the great honor of representing. I've also been called some things that I don't care to repeat. Call me whatever you want, but I always try to do what I feel is best for the people I represent. I'm someone who has a strong faith in God. I love my family and the community where we live and where we work and raise our family. I've dedicated much of my life to helping others, and I'm a proud Minnesotan who loves our country. I love our country so much that I have an American flag tattooed on my arm. I literally wear the American flag on my sleeve permanently because I am so proud and so appreciative to live in a nation where we have our rights and our freedoms. This entire situation, it's terrifying. It's absolutely insane, especially as more video and more information of the assassination attempt becomes available. There are so many questions that need to be answered. It's mind-boggling. It's just shocking to think that a former president of the United States of America could be shot at this easily from atop a building so close. It's almost unbelievable. I still can't believe that it happened. What a sad, sad day in our nation's history. I had the opportunity to meet President Biden back in 2014 when he was vice president. I had the opportunity to meet President Trump in 2018 when he was president. In both situations, there were Secret Service agents and other law enforcement professionals all over the place. Everywhere you looked, every nook and cranny. There were snipers everywhere, including on top of every building I could see, on the ground level, and I'm sure many more places I couldn't even see. Everywhere I looked, up or down, inside or outside, I saw Secret Service or police. Now look, I'm far from a conspiracy theorist, but something isn't right here. There was a catastrophic failure resulting in the death of an innocent bystander, a husband, a father, a volunteer firefighter lost his life. And Janelle and I send our condolences to his family, and may he rest in peace. But this absolutely should not have happened. A life should not have been lost. This was a catastrophic failure that almost resulted in the assassination of a former president of the United States of America. For goodness sakes, 1 inch, maybe less than an inch, and President Trump is dead. Think about that, 1 inch or less. As we await the answers to the many questions, the many, many questions on how in the world something like this could happen, one thing is certain. It's time to tone down the nasty and especially the dishonest rhetoric that is dividing people. It's time to stop the rhetoric that is dividing our country, and it's time to unite as Americans. It's time to unite as a country. It's time that we, the people, start a movement to unite America. We don't have to agree on politics. We can have differing views on issues. And in this country, we have the right to vote for whomever we want. However, we can do it in a respectful manner without the hate. We can do it in a way where we try to find common ground. And we can do it in a way that makes us all proud to live in the greatest country in the world. I'm darn proud to be an American, and I hope you are too. Now is a time for us all to do better. Now is a time to start a movement to unite America. May God bless our great nation and all those who risk their lives to defend our rights and our freedoms and all those who help keep us safe. Until next time, peace out.